Proverbs 8. Lady Wisdom calls out. Do you hear Lady Wisdom calling? Can you hear Madam Insight raising her voice? She's taken her stand at First and Main, at the busiest intersection. Right in the city square where the traffic is thickest, she shouts, You, I'm talking to all of you, everyone out here on the streets. Listen, you idiots, learn good sense. You blockheads, shape up. Don't miss a word of this. I'm telling you how to live well. I'm telling you how to live at your best. My mouth chews and savours and relishes truth. I can't stand the taste of evil. You'll only hear true and right words from my mouth. Not one syllable will be twisted or skewed. You'll recognise this as true, you with open minds. Truth-ready minds will see it at once. Prefer my life disciplines over chasing after money. And God knowledge over a lucrative career. For wisdom is better than all the trappings of wealth. Nothing you could wish for holds a candle to her. I am Lady Wisdom, and I live next to sanity. Knowledge and discretion live just down the street. The fear of God means hating evil, whose ways I hate with a passion, pride and arrogance and crooked talk. Good counsel and common sense are my characteristics. I am both insight and the virtue to live it out. With my help, leaders rule, and lawmakers legislate fairly. With my help, governors govern, along with all in legitimate authority. I love those who love me. Those who look for me find me. Wealth and glory accompany me, also substantial honour and a good name. My benefits are worth more than a big salary, even a very big salary. The returns on me exceed any imaginable bonus. You can find me on Righteous Road, that's where I walk, at the intersection of Justice Avenue, handing out life to those who love me, filling their arms with life, armloads of life. God sovereignly made me, the first, the basic, before he did anything else. I was brought into being a long time ago, well before Earth got its start. I arrived on the scene before ocean, yes, even before springs and rivers and lakes. Before mountains were sculpted and hills took shape, I was already there, newborn. Long before God stretched out Earth's horizons and tended to the minute details of soil and weather and set sky firmly in place, I was there. When he mapped and gave borders to wild ocean, built the vast vault of heaven, and installed the fountains that fed ocean, when he drew a boundary for sea and posted a sign that said no trespassing, and then staked out Earth's foundations, I was right there with him, making sure everything fit. Day after day, I was there with my joyful applause, always enjoying his company, delighted with the world of things and creatures, happily celebrating the human family. So, my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Blessed the man, blessed the woman who listens to me, awake and ready for me each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you find life, real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure. But if you wrong me, you damage your very soul. When you reject me, you're flirting with death.
I don't know how you've found reading from the message. It might be certainly different to what you're used to. As I say, my readings each morning, I keep going through Proverbs. I've been using the Message translation for Proverbs now for many, many years. And I just kind of like the way that Eugene Peterson kind of makes it quite plain and uses words that kind of get right to the point, really. And here in Proverbs 8 again, it's wisdom calls out. And really, with what we're facing right now, it's not a time to be silent. Our country and the nations of the world really need the wisdom of God at this time. Our politicians are making incredibly important decisions, and they're all very, very knowledgeable. But as you go through problems, you come to realize that knowledge and wisdom are two different things. And people can have a lot of knowledge, but not necessarily wisdom. And we need to be praying, certainly for our politicians throughout this terrible time, that they will know God's wisdom, so the decisions that they make will be the right decisions, and particularly the timing. The decisions that they need to make really center around the timing of those decisions. And Proverbs speaks right into this. It says, wisdom takes her stand, not in some back corner or out of the way place, in the busiest intersection, right in the city square where the traffic is thickest. What Solomon is conveying there is kind of God's wisdom needs to be heard in the thrust of life, right in the center of politics, right in the center of business and economics, right in the center of education. God's wisdom needs to be there speaking and guiding and directing. Right in the midst of key decision, we need to be hearing God's voice for ourselves as individuals, but also for our nation at this time, hearing the wisdom of God. You know, the Bible tells us, doesn't it, to pray for those in authority, those who govern us. And Solomon repeats this here in Proverbs 8. Those that govern need to know the wisdom of God. And we need to be praying for our government, that they will have that wisdom to make the right decisions at the right time. Solomon goes on to say, my mouth chews and savors and relishes truth. I can't stand the taste of evil. My mouth chews and savors and relishes truth. So yesterday we had a Zoom call with our family, and particularly one of the little grandchildren just kept asking for chocolate, can't pronounce chocolate right, but chocolate, that's all she wanted, chocolate. And she was obviously savoring and relishing chocolate that she'd had earlier in the day. And her mum said, banana. And I don't think banana cut it. Banana, chocolate, banana. I think for her, there was only one winner, and that was chocolate, sorry. And she kept asking, chocolate. And somehow she toddled off and obviously found chocolate from somewhere and came in with chocolate all over her mouth and outside of her mouth. And she was savoring that chocolate. She just wanted chocolate. And we should be savoring and relishing God's truth. Psalm 34 verse 8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. And so just a question that we can ask this morning, what are we chewing on? What are we chewing on? Sometimes we chew over things that happened a long time ago, and we just keep chewing on it, and it keeps hurting us and upsetting us. And we need to be chewing on truth. And the truth is that God can set us free from the past, from the hurts and the pains that have happened in the past. God can set us free. And we need to be chewing on God's truth and not on the lies or the fear that the enemy would seek to bring to our nation and to our lives at this time. And Solomon, again, highlighting the importance of wisdom, he says, it's better than all the trappings of wealth. Prefer my life disciplines over chasing after money, God knowledge over a lucrative career. Now, God can bring us people, Christians, into a place where they become CEOs and have important roles, but it must never be kind of chasing after positions or chasing after money. God brings certain people to senior roles that God's wisdom, God's love might be seen through them, and they may lead and govern in godly ways. But God's wisdom is far more important than wealth or a lucrative career. And here's a good question here. Where do you live? Where do you live? There's a lot of people striving to kind of live in the area, wherever that might be. And in any major town or city, you know, there's the expensive area, And there's the area that's not very, very expensive. And people can get a little snobby. You know, if you live in a certain area, people can think they've arrived. And if you live in another area, people can feel a little downtrodden. Where do you live? And wisdom lives next to sanity, knowledge, and discretion. It's a good place to live, isn't it? I live next to sanity, to knowledge, and discretion. It's a very, very good place to be living. And from that comes out godly characteristics. Good counsel and common sense are my characteristics. I am both insight and virtue to live it out. Here you can see the picture, the great picture and effect of wisdom. It's good to have godly characteristics, and they need to come out at this time. And God's wisdom brings common sense, and it gives us insight into situations. And not just insight, but it helps us to be virtuous, to live out the truth that we are chewing on. As I've said earlier, someone may be very knowledgeable, full of knowledge, but empty of wisdom. And what we need at this time is people full of God's wisdom to speak out into our nation. And then to the latter part of chapter 8, there's this awesome, beautiful picture of wisdom being there in creation. And the poetry of Solomon is just so delightful as he goes through creation and says, I was there, I was right there, making sure everything fit day after day. I was there. And this beautiful picture with joyful applause. I don't know about you, but I just love that picture that Solomon paints there. Excuse me. Such a great picture. It's not as if creation was just thrown out and everything just kind of landed in a certain order. Wisdom was there directing the sky, the stars, the rivers, the mountains. God's wisdom is seen in all of creation. And you look at the beauty of creation, that's how God has recreated us. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, and wisdom is involved in the plan and the unfolding of salvation and the outworking of salvation in our lives. Delighted with the world of things and creatures, happily celebrating the human family. So much joy wisdom brings in creation and brings into our life. And again, the result of that, just to close this morning, when you find me, you find life, real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure. Wisdom starts teaching the moment we wake up. So we need to be good students. Don't know what time you woke up this morning, but whatever time it was, wisdom was waiting for you. Wisdom was waiting for me. And God wants to bless us with his wisdom every day, every moment that we're awake. God's wisdom is towards us, just waiting for us to live out his truth. Let's just say a short prayer. Father, we thank you for this awesome picture that Solomon paints of creation, how wisdom was involved in creation. And Father, you want to bring your wisdom to bear in our lives. Help us every day receive the blessing of your wisdom. We ask it in your wonderful name. Amen.